This is your cybersecurity countdown, three top stories from information protection and security in under 3 minutes. I'm Chris Newman. Here's a wrap-up of some of the biggest news happening in the cyber world this week. A tax warning beginning the countdown this week as we count down to April 15th. The Internal Revenue Service is stressing that there may be new and increased scams as you prepare your annual tax return. Criminals may be taking advantage of widely announced workforce cuts to thousands of jobs at the IRS. Exploiting the uncertainty over the IRS's ability to respond to scams, scammers may impersonate the IRS and try to get personal information. Remember, the IRS will never initiate contact with you through email, text, or social media. Keep aware of the sign of tax scams. Most include a sense of urgency, promises of a big payout, and website links that do look suspicious. Second in your countdown, a major encryption app is making headlines this week as the platform was at the center of a huge story out of Washington, D.C. The editor-in-chief of publication The Atlantic was accidentally added to a group chat on Signal where the Trump administration was discussing military strikes. App Signal uses end-to-end encryption designed to securely scramble a message during transit so that even if intercepted, it would not be viewable. The report from The Atlantic found no signs of Signal being compromised. The release of information was due to those in the chat personally, adding an untrusted party. And our number one story in this week's countdown, millions of people's genetic data could be compromised as a major DNA testing service announces bankruptcy. 23andMe has filed for bankruptcy if you have used the service by submitting your DNA through a saliva testing kit. 23andMe will more than likely have your genetic and ancestral connections on file, as well as any personal information used to create your account. Threat Intelligence Director Ricky Angelov says that even though there's time to delete your data on 23andMe, much of what is already shared will likely stay public to a degree.
The tricky part here is that once your data is out there, a certain vendor or a certain company has it, you're never 100% in control of it. And even if you do delete the data, through them before the company finally shuts down, you never know if it's truly gone. Your data could potentially be out there forever and available for anybody.
As the company moves through the Chapter 11 process, it is continuing their operations, letting users access a site and partially delete their data. Under the settings option, 23andMe main page, users can select settings, then go to 23andMe data section, where your data can be downloaded for offline records and then deleted. This has been your Cybersecurity Countdown. I'm Chris Newman. For extended interviews and discussions on cybersecurity, listen to our podcast from IPS with Love. Those stories and all Cybersecurity Countdown episodes streaming right now on all major podcast platforms.